Hi, friend. Welcome to the Rise and Shine podcast. I am your host, Lindy Goodman. I'm a wife, a mom, and Christian life coach, just embracing where I feel like God's called me in this season. And I'm so glad that you are here today. So grab you something hot to drink. I've got my just black coffee, and you guys know that it's growing on me, right? I was like a latte fanatic and switched to drip, and now I appreciate the occasional latte so much more. But I am learning to love just my plain old black drip coffee. So grab you something that you love to drink and settle in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. All right, so it's a Saturday morning. I'm sitting here with my coffee. It's probably not going to be Saturday morning when you're listening to this, but we just got back from a trip. We went to South Georgia to visit my husband's family, and it was such a good time. We had a great time. It's actually probably my favorite trip down there to date, and we've been down there a lot of times. But we had a really, really great time. And so I was like, today, on this episode, I want to give you guys a tip that really, I think, helped me a lot on this trip. I know a lot of you probably have vacations coming up this summer, but honestly, this just applies to everyday life as well. But then also, I'm going to give you a little bit of update on just like where I'm at in life. So we'll start with the update. If you follow me on social media, which odds are you probably do, you notice I've been on and off and on and off and on and off. And I really have just let myself completely off the hook. In terms of just expectations, I think that I have been putting on myself for a long time, partly because I had online businesses and I always felt like, oh my gosh, like if I should be posting. If I'm not posting, then like I'm not gonna be consistent. And then when I have an offer, like it was just always like all these like just expectations that I had put on myself. I should fill in the blank, right? I feel like anytime we have those thoughts, like I should, and then whatever follows that, is kind of like red flag, right? To where it's like, okay, hold up. We need to kind of do a little audit here. And because I think that's just, I know for me, that's one way the enemy comes in and just speaks lies, right? And the striving sets in. And then all of a sudden I am finding my identity in things that are not eternal, things that are fleeting. And basically just I'm putting my identity in outside circumstances that I absolutely have zero control over. And we will always come up empty when that's the case, right? Always. And so I have really been, I mean, honestly, probably over the last 2 to 3 years, have been kind of on a quest to get better at resting and to lower stress. And I, you know, my definition and kind of what I thought rest was has really changed and evolved over the course of those years. In the beginning, you know, I thought it was like, you know, soaking in the tub more and like actually like reading a fiction book and doing some things like that, that I in the past did not even allow myself to do because I was like, if I have spare time, I'm not doing anything, I should be working. And that was really how I built one of my businesses. And I love that past version of myself so much. There's ways that it served me really, really well. And there's also ways that it didn't serve me so well and that I've learned from that. So I thought that rest was just actually like, you know, like soaking in the tub, taking a nap, reading a book, those kind of things. And then I realized like now I'm like, man, it's more really just like a state and posture of the heart, I think. And so finding that rest, I think now looks like, you know, being in that place where I'm not striving, where my identity isn't hinged on the circumstances, where I'm actually finding my identity in God and like who he says that I am, like as his daughter. And just finding like that, like when that is our center, when that's our center, then like it just brings us this like inner calm, this inner peace to where we're like, okay, so like actually it doesn't matter if I post or if I do, like everything else like doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter if I post or I don't post. It doesn't matter if, you know, I like knock this offer out of the park. It doesn't matter if I fill all these coaching spots. It doesn't matter if I, you know, like it just doesn't matter. Like I'm actually like abiding in him instead and finding rest there. And you've heard over the last, you know, couple of months on this podcast, we've been talking about that verse in Psalms where it talks about like the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and just really surrendering to what those boundary lines are and where they have fallen, and just believing that indeed, like we do have like a delightful inheritance. Like we have, there's so much abundance when we just surrender to like where God has us. And so in this season, I find myself like just really kind of settling in to where God has me, like in my home. I have this actually right behind the chair I'm sitting in my closet office. Was closet nursery, now turned to closet office. I have this big sign and it says, the most important work you'll ever do is within the walls of your home. And that's meant different things for me like over the years, but like now it's like, man, like this stuff matters. Like the just being here with the kids, the unloading the dishwasher, the, you know, the homework, the just the everyday stuff, right? The sitting on the floor reading books, the letting them go run around outside, the tending to their little hearts, like it matters, right? It's the most important work that I'll ever do. And so I find myself just settling in like inside my own home and letting go of a lot of things and just really feeling honestly kind of like called away from my businesses and called into like where he has me at just with my family. And so it's been a really interesting shift for me and one I didn't see coming. And about a year ago, felt like I was like, man, I feel like my business is shifting. Like, I don't know what it's shifting to. And I thought it was shifting to either membership, shifting to mentorship, shifting to more like a group coaching, like scaling. Like I thought it was shifting to like all of those things. And I never in a million years would have thought it was shifting to this. And God's been so patient and kind and gentle, in just how that shift has taken place. And it's been just a like really slow, gradual shift, that on part of the things I've been like, almost like a little bit offended. Like, what you mean? Like I've done all this work. You mean I've like done like, and then now, like now I'm just like supposed to like, let go of it. You know, like, I mean, And even some things, my conversations my husband and I've had, like felt a little bit like, you know, like offended for a bit, being like, what, are you really saying I should, you know, whatever X, Y, and Z? And then after I sit with it for a little bit, I'm like, okay, it starts to like sink in. And I'm like, all right, there's been some things I've had to grieve, some things I've had to let go of. But all that to say, like right now, like this podcast may be a little more infrequent. It may not be every 2 weeks. It's going to be just as I feel inspired and as I feel led. My emails probably aren't going to come every week or maybe even every other week. I don't know. Maybe they will sometimes. But like as I really feel like he's calling me to share things with you. So know that like when you see my email in your inbox, which if you're not on my email list, scroll down to the show notes, click on the link, go get on my list. But know that when you see my email pop up, that there is something in there that I feel like I'm supposed to tell you. It's not just like I'll just find something to talk about this week. Like it's like pretty well going to be a Holy Spirit led email because I've totally like just taken the pressure off myself to, you know, perform the expectation of, well, I told them every week they were going to have an email. So there's going to be an email every week. Like I've just let myself totally just off the hook. And a lot of times, actually 99.9% of the time, those emails are written from the chair while I'm nursing my little girl. Like they're just in the notes. And then I have an incredible assistant, Becca. She puts it all together and makes sure that it ends up in your inbox. But it's just been completely his provision and the ways that he's shown up. And even like him just like bringing Becca to me, you know, like that she's like the perfect person for the job that's allowed me to step back even more and find more rest in this season and really to be able to invest in the things that I really feel like he's calling me to. So that's a little bit of update on me. You'll see me on and off social media. I delete the app completely off my phone and log out multiple times a week. Like I'll just be like, hey, you know, I think I should need to get off for a day or two. And when I get off, I don't even know when I'm getting back on. I'm like, maybe tomorrow, maybe a week from now. I don't know. And so it's, yeah, it's been really good. So there's that. So I'm here. I'm alive. Things are well. I am loving my life. I am loving like what I'm doing. I'm learning a lot, but you may just not see the play-by-play as much as you had before. But I do intend on showing up vulnerably for you as I always have, and, sharing the things that I feel like I'm really supposed to share. So there's that. But I will say it's been a huge encouragement to me. Several of you have emailed me, responded to my emails and told me that like you too, like you've actually logged out of the Instagram app. You've deleted it off your phone. And you also are just taking a break and allowing yourself to rest in this season. You're releasing expectations. And so thank you for those messages and just know that I'm in it with you. So there's that. All right, now for the tip. So, we went down to South Georgia, as I said, flew with both the kids. So my kids are 1.5 and 6 and, went to go visit family for a week. We had a wedding, we went to, and we had a 3-hour drive on both sides. So 3-hour to the airport, flew straight there, 3-hour to my in-laws, car ride. That was kind of like what our travel looked like. So driving 3 hours, flying down there, then driving 3 hours. And it was like, it was the best trip. Now here's, I think the thing that I think made a huge difference. So about a month ago, I hired a one-on-one coach. I've actually never hired a one-on-one coach. Would you believe that? Like as someone who is a one-on-one coach, I had never hired a one-on-one coach. I had been coached one-on-one. I had hired coaches for like one-off sessions. I have a coach that leads, Edie Wadsworth, who leads like a group coaching program. I've gotten coached by her multiple times. And so I've had like that one-on-one experience, but I've never hired someone to be like, hey, I want you to coach me one-on-one for 12 weeks. Like I've never done that before. And so I, made that investment and it has been the best and just sweetest experience. Shout out to Carrie Hunt. She's incredible, you guys. It's been like the best mix of just having someone that she's honestly like in like friend, yes, but like mentor and enough like kind of in the like season ahead of me. Does that make like life season ahead of me to where she's like been where I'm at and can speak into me from that angle too. And so it's been so good. But I had a session with her. Actually, I had 2 sessions with her before our trip, but one the week of, and we just kind of like talked through some things. And she reminded me that she's like, you know, Lindy, just like life is 50-50. Vacations are also 50-50. I'll explain the 50-50 here in a sec. But vacations are 50-50. Traveling on airplanes is 50-50. You know, just everyday life is just 50-50, right? Like, so it's 50-50 when you're at home, but it's also 50-50 when you're traveling, 50-50 when you're on vacation, 50-50 when you're at the wedding, 50-50 when you're at the in-laws. And like what that means is like life is 50-50, 50 hard, 50 incredible, 50 good, right? Like, and that hard and good can coexist, right? So, and I think what it does for me when I remember that is that a couple of things. One, it helps like neutralize the hard a little bit. So when the hard happens, I'm not like, oh my gosh, something's gone wrong, right? Like, it's like, it should be this way. It should like, you know, like something's gone wrong here. No. It's like, of course, like this is the 50 hard, right? So like when the kids are losing their mind in the car, yeah, this is the 50 hard. I had sent one of my friend Annie, you guys know Annie Rhodey, she's been on here a lot. I had sent her a couple of like messages while we were gone. And I was like, well, today the 50 hard was XYZ. I wish I had looked back through those before I recorded this right now, because right now I'm drawing a blank. But like kids losing their mind in the car, that's a 50 hard. We didn't have any flight delays, but like, that could be like, you know, oh, this is part of the 50% hard. Or let's see. Oh, so Stella was the flower girl in the wedding. She did not walk down the aisle, of course, which I would have been shocked, honestly, if she would have. My husband carried her down the aisle. He was a groomsman. And then she got to the end and he handed her off to me, but she was so startled by like just the people and like all the things. It was like so many new things for her that then even though he was handed off to me, she was still like crying for my husband, right? And so it was just like, that was like 50 hard. Chasing her around rehearsal night, y'all. outdoor wedding, incredibly like gorgeous venue. That girl ran all over that place. We chased and chased her. I really don't love chasing kids. That's not one of the parts of motherhood. That's one of my 50% heart of motherhood is chasing kids. I don't enjoy chasing kids around. That is, I don't like that at all. It's very, like almost like dysregulating for me. Like I have to really work on it. I don't enjoy that aspect of motherhood. I do enjoy breastfeeding and like, I love like being pregnant. Like I love even birthing the children. That's my like 50% amazing of motherhood. The chasing of the kids, that isn't my 50% hard. But those are some like examples. So you're like, okay, this is what she means by the 50-50. So, yeah, like, okay, so for this morning, even just this morning, to give you 50-50, okay? 50% hard was Stella being, like, attached to me like Velcro, okay? Not wanting put down, crying, honestly, on and off throughout the night. Like, I don't know if she's getting a tooth. I don't know what's happening. But that's, like, the 50 hard. 50 amazing is just getting to sit and enjoy my coffee this morning, getting to record this podcast. Like, those are my, like, 50 amazing, okay? Getting the scone out of the fridge that my mom made and putting it in the toaster oven and heating it up and drinking and eating it with my coffee. 50% amazing. Okay. So that's the 50-50. All right. 50-50 happens at home, happens on vacations, all the things. Having that mindset going into this trip was huge, huge. I tell you, like made all the difference in the world. Simple. Yes. Profound. Yes. Like, just having that shift that like, of course the 50 hard is going to happen. I think for me as like earlier in motherhood, which I mean, I feel like I'm in the grand scheme of life, still very early in motherhood, right? Only 6 years in, but in like year 1 and 2, even 3 and 4, maybe even 5, the hardest parts for me was like, we would go on vacation, let's say to like the beach. And I would be so excited. I would think about before we went, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to sit on the beach and the sun's going to feel amazing. And I'm going to get a tan and it's going to be so much fun. And like, just how much I just love the beach. You guys, I love the beach. The sunrise and the sunset are my favorite parts, but I would fail to remember that all the things that happen at home also happen at the beach. Only they're like amplified, right? So like the nap time or the, you know, lack thereof of nap time that happens at home happens even more so at the beach. Kids being dysregulated happens at the beach. You know, the being irritated with your spouse also happens at the beach. Like, you know, like I would forget that part. And so then I would get there and he wouldn't nap or he would be fussy or he wouldn't nap. So then I felt like I couldn't just go sit on the beach, or getting on the beach and having to chase him around and like not being able to just sit on the beach and read a book. Like I forgot about all of that. And so then when those things happened, I was incredibly frustrated. I myself was incredibly dysregulated. I was incredibly overwhelmed because I felt like something had gone wrong, right? I'm like, something's gone wrong here. I should be able to just sit on the beach and read a book. Like, how do these moms do it? I even remember one point being on beach vacation and having the thought being like, I now understand how a mother could become an alcoholic. How like the one glass of wine a night could turn into like 5. Because I was thinking, I need a bottle of wine. Like that's what I felt like. And so if you've had any of those thoughts, here's my like loving reminder to you. Turns out you're normal. Turns out you're a human in a broken world. Like you're normal, right? And I think sometimes even as like Christian moms, we can feel the pressure like, oh, I should have it all together. Oh, I should never have the thoughts like I need a bottle of wine. I should never have that thought. You're a human in a broken world. Turns out you're human, right? Like we tend to forget that. So if you need that reminder, hey, like turns out you're human, let yourself off the hook a bit. But going into the vacation, our trip, with that 50-50 mentality made me realize that like, oh yeah, nothing's gone wrong here. Oh yeah, like of course the kids are, of course Oak is wired. He's in a new place with new things, with more sugar than normal, access to satellite TV. Hello. We have like DVDs only at our house. So that was like, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants, which I'm like only at Nana's house because I personally do not like SpongeBob SquarePants. I think it is just trash TV, but Bluey, here for it. SpongeBob, not so much. But I'm like, we're on vacation, right? So I'm like, of course he's going to be wired. Of course he's going to like maybe not listen very well. Like, of course he's going to talk back. He's been watching SpongeBob, right? Like, of course it makes perfect sense. That thought too, like the, of course, fill in the blank. It makes perfect sense. Is something else that was like incredibly helpful, right? It just helps like put things into perspective, helps neutralize the heart a little bit to where we're like, nothing's gone wrong here. Like, of course it makes perfect sense. So those things were really helpful for me. And so I hope that maybe that is helpful for you in whatever season you find yourself in. Last thing I'll leave you. This was my favorite thought on our trip. Okay. That I found so much evidence for, and I didn't even go into the trip thinking I was going to think this thought. Like, this is actually a thought that I thought, while I was putting Stella down for a nap one day, I had the thought that I was like, there is so much love here. There is so much love here. Like in this house, we were staying with my in-laws. Like I was like, there's so much love in this house. There's so much love in this family. There's so much love like at this wedding. There's so much, like there's just so much love here. And I found so much evidence for that. And well, I keep thinking of other things I want to tell you, right? So like last tip, if you plan on taking a vacation anytime soon, or if you're just needing a way to just document life and you find yourself where you're like, I love to journal. I want to journal, but I'm not finding the space right now where I can just sit and write with actual like pen and paper. Something I did this trip was I started a phone note, and, this was actually like, again, like not planned, but just something that I kind of just like came up with, because I caught myself like Voxering Annie, and I was like, oh my gosh, Annie. Okay. So my favorite thing from the wedding was I was in the bridal suite nursing Stella. And they had started up the music, and I can hear Oak, okay? I'm in like a closed room, and I can hear him hollering. The music starts up and telling his little like cousins and friends he was with, he's like, guys, let's boogie. I heard it. I recognized his voice, and I was like, oh my gosh, he would say that. And he's also the only kid there who'd be like, guys, fill in the blank, or hey, guys, let's do this. Everybody else says like, y'all, right? Like they're like, hey guys. And so he's like, hey guys, let's boogie. And I was like sending her that. And I was like, I've got to document this some way. So I started a phone note, and then I ended up like documenting our entire trip in that phone note of just like things that I didn't want to forget and things I was grateful for. And just like some of the experiences and the thoughts like, oh my gosh, there's so much love here, and like finding the evidence for that and documenting the evidence for that. And so my plan is, I haven't printed it out yet, but I'm going to. I actually have it all caught up from our entire trip, from the time we left our house till we got back to our house. I'm going to print it out, and I'm going to just glue it or tape it into my actual like physical journal so that it's there. And then I'm going to get some pictures printed and like pop those in there too. But it was just a really sweet way to actually document our trip. And it actually turned out being like a really easy way for me to do it. I brought my journal with me, didn't even get it out of my suitcase. Like it just didn't happen. It didn't feel feasible, like in the moment, doable, but sitting there and like typing in my phone notes while I was like putting Stella down for a nap or just riding in the car, that felt like so doable. And honestly was a really great way for me to process all the experiences, process the emotion, recognize the hard and the good, right? Like giving myself just space to just process. Like I'm really proud of myself for how I processed that trip, how I processed the emotion, how I saw the good and the hard, how I showed up. Like I'm so proud of myself. It was the best trip we've been on. And it wasn't because the experiences were different or because everything just went well, like at all. It's because of how I showed up and my thinking and mindset going into it. I know, like 100%. And so it was just really cool and like just such a God wink and gift to be able to just see even just like the progress and the transformation and the change in my own self and my own heart, just in that. And so I'm just like, thank you, Jesus, for showing me that, for allowing me to see that. Because sometimes when you've been doing all this work, like you need to see the progress. You need to see that just enjoying the process and just doing the hard stuff, that like it's worth it and that it works. And so you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We know that to be true, right? Romans 12:2. And it just starts there. So I hope that this episode has been an encouragement to you. Go share it with a friend. If a friend came to mind while you're listening to this and you're like, man, she'd love this, or I think this would be really encouraging to her, this might be exactly what she needs to hear. Go send that over to her. And of course, I love it when you guys share it on social media. If I'm logged into the app, I'll see it. And I would love to share your thoughts and my stories so that other people can also find you too. Like it's one of the things that I do love about Instagram is being able to find community on there, being able to find like-minded people, being able to find other mamas that are just navigating life, right? To be encouraged by one another. I've met some of the sweetest friends on that app, and it's one of my favorite ways to connect to people. And so if I'm logged in, I'll share it. But if I am not, I'll likely miss it, but respond to my emails too. And I would love to hear your feedback there, and be able to chat a little bit just in your inbox. So have a wonderful day, and I will see you next time.